Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Well, I realize how evil life has been. You know, I'm living in poverty. I'm struggling. And, you know, in every way, I suffered too much. You know, the opportunities never came. So I'm a Buddhist chanting, trying to keep myself up. And the suffering was just too tremendous. As I'm dealing with that, I'm dealing with things that reminds how adversity, not just with the situations, but also with people who are kept saying that they took advantage of me in order to press my buttons constantly. Or if they did, it was evil. They said they bought homes in West Valley, West LA. And, you know, I don't like talking about that topic, but it's a form of evil. They are pure evil. They're monsters. If any of the allegations that they bought a home or make an excuse to use my material, as I mentioned, it is a crime. It's always allegations of cybercrime they use. If it's true, or some of the songs that I made on my MasterWriter account and so on, it went to rap or music or rock. They said they were touring and so on. It is no excuse. I think they're so diabolically. I don't think they care because they're cold-blooded. They're evil. They should be in the state penitentiary. I know they have criminal records. Again, and they made this excuse. They said in the gossip that I put them on the street, and I did not. As I said before, the adversity was really hard. Coming to L.A. to try to be somebody, you know, trying to be somebody in the industry. If I was coming out here to be an intellectual or something alone, I would not be in L.A. What really is puzzling how much suffering I've experienced in my life is not only the lack of opportunities, the rejections, and the poverty that I went through. It's just having people from who I have no connection to who are on the dark side. They come over to my house looking at me as a victim. They said it from the penitentiary. I don't hang out with people like that from the neighborhood, from nearby street, or from my home. I mean, whatever, nearby street. They said they took my song and sampled it without my permission. That in itself is infringement, copyright infringement. They said they had signatures. I did not give permission signature. It may have been evidence of cybercrime and other allegations of voyeurism. But again, I'm dealing with hoodlums and criminals, cold-blooded criminals. They're black people who simply do not have no respect for me, for where I come from, white people, et cetera. And the idea of making it in the industry, if it's true from what they said, is to steal. They can't write or do anything wrong, right, but everything wrong. And they have the nerve to mention church and all this other stuff. That's cold-blooded. Well, I will say the allegations are true. They should be go to penitentiary. I am going to file criminal charges of fraud and so on because they had no permission to use any of that material because that material was protected. It was protected, copyrighted. You think I'm going to just release a song out in the open for everybody to hear and without any protection? You got to be crazy. To protect a song, you have to copyright or publish it. It's with BMI. Then they make the excuse. They say, oh, I don't have this. I should be working here. Oh, I have a con. Oh, they're a bunch of full of son of a bitches. That's what a damn low-life criminal trash will talk. They're evil. They make excuses to steal. They belong in prison. And the whole world will know about this. because it's on my might be on my account. People, or maybe they also said identity theft, so check with me. But one thing for sure, they're doing it to press my buttons for me to talk about it, to undermine my integrity, for people to think that something is wrong with me, and to undermine my chance to be in the industry. They always say it's a hobby, and they steal. Again, there are good and bad white and black people in this world. I came across bad, evil black people, bad, evil white people. And that is how it is, unfortunately. These people have no respect for my boundaries, my rights, things that don't belong to them. I do believe these people are extremely dangerous. They don't see that what they're doing is wrong. You respect other people's, my home, what's inside my home is off limits. It's a private area. They don't respect that. They don't respect a computer is cyber crime. They don't respect that. These allegations are very true. Well, I can't pinpoint because I had to tell the police department for evidence. These people don't have no respect, and they should not be around anybody but a damn state penitentiary. They have criminal records. They sell drugs and do drugs and coming over to my home with some ulterior motive. And they call me a role model. I'm not a role model to a pig who belonged in prison. They're evil, and they will pay for it under God's eyes sooner or later. They're evil. There's no forgiveness. After all those years of struggle and they making money off something, they didn't earn it. They didn't write it. However, if it's just an allegation and they're doing it to press my buttons, they still evil. And no one who's in the industry, who's struggling like me, should go through this. And they're... since they're sociopaths, narcissists, this is what their response is outside. It's my imagination. Oh, I'm making up stories. I'm not well. That is untrue. It's their sociopathy. They're dangerous. They're cold-blooded.